Filmmakers and musicians and tech folks are back at home after last week's South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. That's the huge international tech conference and film fest that started as a music festival 30 years ago. And just like every year, musicians played throughout the week. But for the first time in South by's history, one of this year's showcases featured exclusively Asian American musicians. NPR's Mallory Yu was in the audience and brought home this report.
It's a warm Thursday night in Austin. Filipino singer-songwriter Melissa Polinar stands on a small raised stage in the upstairs lounge of a barbecue restaurant, playing her acoustic guitar for a small group of people. The atmosphere is warm and friendly as she finishes her midnight set. People mill around the room, drinks in their hands, as they wait for the last band of the night to play. The singer-songwriter Rianda, who performed earlier in the night, walks around the room taking photos. This is her first time at South by Southwest, and she's really grateful to Collaboration, that's Collaboration with a K, for the opportunity to play. The group hosted the showcase.
Without them, I wouldn't be here. You know, I mean, I think South by is diverse. Like, they had Japan night, Taiwan night, but there was never anything for Asian American, which is kind of, I don't know why that was missing.
That's not to say that Asian American artists haven't ever performed at South by Southwest. It's just that they haven't been highlighted in this way. That's exactly what Collaboration was looking to change. They're a nonprofit based in Los Angeles that supports Asian American creatives, comedians, musicians, actors. Minji Chang is Collaboration's global executive director.
There has been a very long-standing history of invisibility and narrow representations of Asian Americans in media.
Chang says that in 2015, her first year at South by Southwest, she found herself attending a panel of music label executives. During the Q&A portion, she got up and asked a question.
Have you ever signed an Asian American artist? And there's a little bit of an awkward pause.
She was told by one of the executives that he had noticed Asian American musicians with huge followings on YouTube, but he said it ultimately came down to one thing.
I don't know how we could make this work. I don't know what to do with them. That's the way it is in 2015, but it still feels like a risk. And then it was just like, okay, I'll be back, because we have so many amazing Asian American artists, and this is bananas.
Chang jokes that her goal is to work herself out of a job.
It'd be nice if you don't look at an Asian American artist and go, like, I don't know what to do with you. Like, you can just kind of say, all right, perform for me. Let's hear what you got, and then we'll go from there. The art should be what it is.
Our Asianness is something that we can't not be, but as a band, that shouldn't be what we're about. We should have good music for you to listen to.
That's Alex Huang, the lead singer of Run River North, an indie rock band with members who all happen to be Korean American. The band has a solid following, and as they set up their equipment and run through a sound check, the room gradually fills with both Asian and non-Asian fans, like Josh Thomas and Andrew Ramirez.
Their sound is pretty unique, and I don't know, I just love the way they sound. We've seen them live twice, and they put on a great show.
Please give it up for North!
It's past 1 in the morning when Run River North starts their set, but the crowd's enthusiasm never flags. By 2 a.m., as they're wrapping up, the focus isn't only on their identities as Asian Americans. It's also, at this point, mostly about the music. Mallory Yu, NPR News.
Keep me up until the body disagrees.